All right. Thank you for joining us, everyone. I am delighted to be with Beverly Rhodes, who is a psychic. And we had a huge interest in the previous psychic we had on, one of Princess Diana's former psychics. Mm-hmm. So I imagine you guys are going to have a lot of questions for Beverly. We are, of course, talking about the Diddy case primarily this evening. We've got an hour with Beverly. So, Beverly, before we start,
yes,
what makes you qualified to talk about these things?
Well, I have 44 years experience as a working professional psychic and a remote viewer, as well as other things. I'm also one of the few psychics internationally that holds a pass to be able to go into the high top security prisons, particularly in South Africa. I was being featured in the police magazines and worked with the police many, many times, as well as the serious crimes unit and obviously the units that deal with murders and other similar types of incidents. I also have a significant background in remote viewing, which is a type of ability that most people can be trained to do quite easily. And it's part of the CIA and other areas that utilize psychic spies. So I've been involved with that for over 40 years. And what we do is we look at various crime scenes based on a reference or target number. So that's the background.
You've had a successful relationship with the authorities, I believe.
Yes, I have had. And I still maintain those relationships, as well as the military and other types of organisations as well, particularly those where there's been kidnapped or missing children, abducted children for CSA or suspected CSA or other types of aspects. So I do a lot of work with them in the background.
All right. So what got you interested in the Diddy case?
The Diddy case, there's been a lot of noise in the background about the Diddy case, because in some cases there has been discussion about what he knows and what he could share with the authorities. And there's also been a request to understand whether or not as part of the underground, whether or not they're considering taking him out. So I got quite interested, and I spoke to my handler and a couple of the others that I work with, because there's a group of us that work internationally on remote viewing. And we said that what we would do is we would separately go and have a look and see what we could pick up on the target, which that you have the target number, and see what we get. And we did manage to pick up quite a lot of unusual items, particularly around his state of mind, as well as his state of undress, because when we were looking at his energy signatures, it appeared that he was quite undressed. He didn't have anything on him. I'm not quite sure whether that's normal in a prison environment, even though he was in solitary confinement. It's quite odd.
Beverly, let me just pause you there then. Mm. So, you know, as soon as you get arrested, you mm-hmm. strip searched. Oh. After every visit, or if you're on a work assignment, you are strip searched. If you are in a suicide cell, or if you're acting up, they can get you completely naked, and they can do what's 4-point you or 5-point you. 4-point you is where you're naked and you're chained by your wrists and your ankles, and 5-point is when they've got your head restrained down naked as well. So people who are incarcerated are for one reason or another, they're getting naked a lot.
Oh, right. Well, then that answers that for me, because I couldn't quite understand why I was not picking up any clothing on the person at all and on the target. So it was odd for me, but thank you so much for explaining that. And then I was also picking up, because when you get involved with the remote viewing, you're trained that you need to do taste, touch, environment itself, smell, anything that you pick up around the target is what you write on your notes. And I was picking up a smell of urine, but also picked up a smell of rat urine because it's very specific. And I have a rat in my garden, so I know exactly what it smells like, and it smelled very similar to that, probably a grey rat of some sort. And I also found that it was very mouldy smelling and a lot of not very much light. I'm not quite sure how big the cell was because we don't pursue size when we're doing remote view. I also looked at the energy signature of the target, which is Diddy. And the energy signature was waning and waxing, which also indicates that I think he must have been coming out or doing a withdrawal, or maybe they gave him something. I'm not quite sure. But he was not stable at all. And he was mumbling to himself a lot. I could hear this mumble. And I could also perceive that he was getting himself in a state where he was getting quite angry. And he had turned towards what appeared to be an area that he's more familiar with. So that could have been the door or could have been an area of his cell that he prefers. And there was noise in the background that it seemed to be like some sort of individuals asking people to get up or get out or move or do something. But it was very loud. And he reacted to that. There was also, when he turned, there was this very large picture that I perceived, which is of a woman's head and a child's head. Very large, very, very large, but very bright. And he came and he took his hand and he started scratching behind his neck. And there were these points coming out as if it was a crown of some sort. So later on, in order to understand whether it was a hit, and a hit means when you pick up something in an RV session that's correct, you cross-check it with what might be available either in the police file or online and to see whether you're right. And I did have a look, and I see he does have actually a tattoo on the back of his neck that looks like a crown. So we decided that was a hit because it was correct with him scratching himself. He did scratch a lot. He scratched an awful lot. I'm not quite sure why, but he was scratching. Maybe there was something in the cell, or maybe he was just so uncomfortable that he was really scratching a lot. He then also, when he turned, there was a very large energy burst that came from him, and I've put it down to the picture that he has tattooed on his back, which I think is quite recent, is of a deity or an entity or protection spirit of some sort, or Madonna, I'm not sure, but certainly there is definitely something odd with him, and I think he's brought about his own downfall by putting something like that on his back, because when I looked up about what I'd seen, it seems that the energy of that deity is one to protect women and children, and bearing in mind what he's been up to, allegedly, I think she's going to make sure that he pays for it.
Well, Beverly, for someone who's never been inside incarcerated for a prolonged period of time, men's prison, you have a remarkable knack of picking up all the fine details, because the smells of urine, bleach, sweat, the black mold on the walls, the deprivation of sunlight, the itching, as people have pointed out. So if you're coming down off certain substances and they're coming out through your skin and you're itching yourself, that kind of thing. But for people who've joined in, because we've got 1,500 watching live right now, and with Beverly Rhodes, she's a remote viewer, psychic. We'll get to the sigil part of it as well. And if you have any questions for her, please put them in the chat. She does work with the authorities. She had a successful relationship with them. She's been doing this for decades. And
yes, you, 44 years.
The link to your book is below this video on YouTube, and also some YouTube links to some other stuff that you've done. All right, so guys, put your questions in the chat wherever you are watching this in the world. We have got Beverly till approximately 8:30 UK, so that's another 50 minutes, and we will keep it going. Could you just tell us a bit more about your qualifications with sigils pertaining to, and then we'll go over to, you know, the art on Diddy.
So the qualification for sigils is that sigil is just another word really for a talisman. I'm a ninth generation psychic, which has been passed down through the bloodlines. I'm a Rhodes, so that should say a lot. And we've always used sigils or created talismans to protect ourselves and to protect loved ones, or alternatively create sigils for those that need either protection, health, you know, perhaps their pet needs to be protected or their children need to be protected. And alternatively, sometimes we can create really strong health talismans to help somebody through a difficult time with health. You can also create a talisman for finances so that you can be shown the right path, if you like. And all it is really is being able to take the energy that you want to put into a set of numbers and a sign. And that sign then is something that you either place on your desk if it's a financial one, or if it's a health one, you can put it on your under your bed, or you can put it next to your bed. But all it is really is a sign of a prayer or a talisman, and that's how a sigil works.
So tomorrow night we've got Jay Dyer coming on to talk about the esoteric symbology in this case and Hollywood. Have you picked up on any esoteric symbology?
Yes, actually. When I did the RV session, I found that there was it was quite a damp floor, but it seemed to have a water circle in the middle of the floor. And I thought, I'm sure he's trying to create a summoning circle, or he's trying to create a protection circle. But because he didn't have anything to do it with in the unit that he was in, I think he just used water or something that he might have been given to drink at the time. And I don't think he's been given much to drink, because I couldn't feel anything in the room at all.
Yeah, all resources are limited inside those places. So you've got dozens of questions have come in already, and we will get to them.
Okay.
I'd just like to give you my first question. Mm-hmm. Which is, in the realm of energy, was Diddy operating as some kind of energy vampire?
Most definitely. Yeah, most definitely. And I think that he, from what I could see, he was able to utilize other people's energy very easily. He must have been either taught or groomed, or somebody might have shown him how to suck their energy out of individuals and be able to keep going for hours and hours and hours at a time while everyone else is exhausted. I did find when I appeared in the cell that he turned around at one point and he actually looked directly up at me, which I thought, right, that's it, I'm getting out of here now. So, which is what you do, because sometimes, occasionally, you will have someone who follows you back to source. So you automatically, you retreat and go back and shut down, which is exactly what I did. So I think he does have a level of understanding of the dark arts. I think he does know how to create protection signs and symbols. And I think he knows full well how to use whatever he's been taught to do.
All right. So have you watched this movie that's just come out? It's called Don't Blink Twice.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
It's kind of based on Epstein, and it has some parallels with the Diddy case. I only just watched it last night. But anyway, all right. So your first question then is he a psychopath? This is from Gail.
A psychopath with various other tendencies. I think he's definitely a narcissist. Psychopath, yes, with psychotic tendencies. Yep, I would say that the energy that I saw was certainly that. I think he's much more than that and far more dangerous than just a psychopath, because at least a psychopath you can treat quite easily with tablets and medication.
Speaking of tablets and medication then, Carmen is curious about how manipulating energy when people are on tablets, alcohol, substances, is that part of his toolkit?
Yes, it would be. It would be. And also those energies, the way that he's, it seems like, I really do feel that he's been trained, because it seems like he's utilizing probably ecstasy or one of the other drugs to, you know, substances to be able to increase his abilities.
Next question is from Lizard Lounge Radio. Is there a being that's controlling him or that he relates back to?
In Diddy's case, I didn't feel that when I had a look at him, I didn't feel that he was doing everything himself. So I think that comment, that is a good comment. It's a good call. I think it's very much a case of some of what he's doing is driven by his own desires, his carnal desires, basal chakra desires. But I think some of the other items, pretty much the same as in the Epstein case. The Epstein case was very much driven by the needs of other individuals. So I think he seems to have a knack to understand what could he do, what could he provide to other individuals in order to get them to do his bidding. So it's very much a two-way street with him.
Let me just answer this question from the super chat asking about the death penalty. So what Diddy is indicted with so far does not qualify for a death penalty case. It has to be something like murder, treason, espionage, things like that. All right, so next question is from Mary Taylor. She's wondering whether, you know, we know what the allegations are so far, but do you believe this could have gone as far as human beings being sacrificed?
I do, unfortunately. I do believe that there has been a degree of human sacrifice involved, just purely by the level of energy that he has and the type of energy that he has, yes.
Well, I wasn't expecting that. All right, then, which begs the question regarding Kim Porter, who died mysteriously at age 47, and certain people are calling for her to be exhumed and reinvestigated. Do you have any, can you pick up anything on that?
I think they certainly will find that there was some changes within her lungs. Lobar pneumonia, bronchial pneumonia, there was a lot of liquid in the lungs anyway. And certainly from the energies that are pulling within her, she would have had, her body would have started to shut down. What I think the questioning or line of questioning could be is, with the stages that you go through in pneumonia, having had pneumonia myself, why didn't she seek medical attention far sooner than she did? Because she would have found it very difficult to breathe. And I think they will find a lot of additional fluid in her lungs. But then if she had been abusing her body with smoking different types of substances, that would have reduced her ability in her airwaves, definitely, and the bronchioles would have been reduced significantly. So I think that there must have been some form of streptococcal virus somewhere, which is contagious. So she's definitely caught it from somewhere. But I don't think that they, even if they exhume her, that they would be able to find proof, direct proof of wrongdoing, because it was actually the pneumonia that is the reason and the cause of her death.
Which is why this is such an effective and sneaky method to eradicate somebody. I was listening to the Gene Deal show before we spoke, Beverly, and he was a former bodyguard for Diddy, and they were alleging, and they've got a petition right now, to reinvestigate this. They're alleging that the doctor was assigned by Diddy, and he was injecting her with various things. And then on the day the cops showed up, that doctor's there, and he's like, "Yep, no need to worry here. It's just a case of pneumonia, case closed," kind of thing. So it's like the whole thing was being contained.
I can understand it would be contained, and certainly because it is a virus, type of virus. It's a strep virus. It's quite easy to manufacture that type of strep virus and inject it as a substance, or make sure that the target becomes acclimatized with a particular virus, and it would then progress. The fact that she didn't receive that much medical attention in the four stages of pneumonia, that surprises me more than anything else.
So what is the symbol or sigil on the wall behind Beverly?
these are just symbols for it's the different types of symbols. There's Chinese symbols and Tibetan symbols, and then I've got some Buddhist symbols as well, all sorts.
Do you sense that he is aware that he has done evil things?
I think he's very aware that he is taken life force from individuals, and that he is certainly very aware that he is actively going against humanity's free will. But I think he long time ago has accepted that he would do whatever it takes to get him wherever he needs to be.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how dark is his energy?
I've seen worse than him personally up front, so I would put him at about 8.5, 9. There are worse than he is out there.
Did you remote view Jay-Z or Beyonce? Because their names are being pulled into this as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that they're going to be pulled in, especially Beyonce. I haven't done any RVs on Beyonce because she's a 9.
She's a 9?
She's a 9.
What's the basis for that?
She's a 9. because she has her energy centers are very highly tuned. Also, being female, she's one of the top manipulators. She definitely outdoes Diddy. She way outdoes Diddy. So, I will have a look. I do want to have a look. The group and I, we are talking about having a peek at Beyonce. My worry with that is that she is so well-tuned that she might clock me. She might.
Really?
I don't want to pick up a tail. So I don't want her following me back, because they can, if you know how to. You can get followed back. So I wouldn't want to get followed back. So I want to make sure that I've got protection in place to make sure she can't follow me back. But, yeah, I do want to go and have a look.
I don't know if you saw Piers Morgan the other night, but a lady called Jaguar Wright said that Beyonce and Jay-Z are monsters in relation to the Diddy case.
Well, I can believe it. Yes, they would be monstrous, definitely. Jay-Z, very definitely. He does participate in pleasures of the flesh, as they say, very definitely. Beyonce also, but then she has a totally different type of energy. She's very high up the food chain.
Benny wants to know, what blocks access from remote viewing?
Access which way, going out or coming back?
Perhaps do both, because
So haven't actually come across anybody that I can't get to yet, but that having said that, there are ways that you can do a complete blockage to make sure that nothing can get in to see you, and that is, funnily enough, is one of the strongest crystals on the planet, which is salt. I find it, we find it really hard to get across either salt or water. If you're really very close to water, sometimes it's hard to get across that. But certainly salt does become quite difficult.
You're getting asked about Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith.
I think Will Smith probably flipped some time ago, but he's very low down the pecking order. I think he's a 7, or he's not even an 8. He's very, very low down.
Is Diddy angry that he has been caught, jailed?
Yes, he is angry. That's why he was scratching, I think. He was getting angry. And when he was sort of scratching the back of his neck, he was kind of trying to think about, you know, how can I get out of here? You know, what can I give them? What can I? And he's talking to himself all the time. I don't know whether that's something that happens when you're in solitary confinement. Maybe it is that you just start talking to yourself. I suppose he was in there for quite some time, so maybe. But he is, yeah, he's very angry. I think he feels that he's been stitched up, but you know, it's part and parcel of what needs to happen to him.
Question from Danette. Will Diddy go to trial? And will others be exposed?
That's two-part answer to that, Danette. It is, yes, others will be exposed. I don't know whether he will make it to trial purely because of the amount that we've picked up out there that are looking to remove him from the equation.
Mr. Punisher wants to know what Oprah Winfrey's energy is like.
I'm glad that one came up. Well, considering she's a slave owner. Yeah, what? Considering she's a slave owner, you know, she owns slaves. And that's factual. Her energy is equivalent to Beyonce.
Really? That's a 9?
Yeah.
Are they tied or is one slightly?
No, I think that Beyonce is higher. If I was going to put them in a room, I would imagine Beyonce would come out on top.
Wow. Seagoes asked, does Beverly think Diddy has any concept of the idea he's going to stay incarcerated? My gut tells me he's too narcissistic to accept that he could lose.
Yeah, I think the guitarist question, yeah, that's a perfect question. You're right. He is so narcissistic. He believes that he's just too brilliant and wonderful, that there's no way he would stay in prison. So, you know, I don't think he realizes. Also, he's trying to make deals. You know, he's trying to, you know, say, well, I'll never meet with women ever again in my life, and I'll never do this again. And he'll come up with all sorts of, you know, silly promises that he won't keep to.
Gemma's wondering about tips on remote viewing.
Tips. Okay, Gemma. I think the most important thing with remote viewing is you've got to separate your active mind from your conscious mind, from your subconscious and superconscious mind. And I think what we do generally is I trick my conscious mind, and I take a pen and I do loads of circles. So I take my pen and I do loads of circles, because when your mind is doing circles, it's your conscious mind doing the circles, and it makes it a lot easier for then the subconscious mind to tune in to the target. That's the best one I can possibly offer you. If you can shut up your conscious mind from making assumptions on things, because it does play tricks.
Got a lot of big names coming in.
Then you can get through to what you need to see in the target.
How is Justin Bieber doing mentally?
I think they broke him and then they rebuilt him again. So the good thing is that he has a focus in his life, which is his child, and he has a lady friend with him who's looking after him. So I think he knows that what he's done, you know, he's really sold part of his life in order to get where he needed to be. But I think there are a lot of regrets there for him.
Always the big one. Sabrina, well done. Will Diddy end up like Epstein?
Sabrina, I think that they're trying to find a way with which to remove him from Diddy from the equation, similar to that which they undertook with Epstein. But I think it's become more difficult now. There are many, many blockages. And I think the authorities are fully aware that this is going to be tried, and they know this. They also have a lot of people similar to myself that are working around the clock to thwart any possible way in which we can get in there and find out what's the best way to get at him.
Which led to another question earlier on, mm-hmm. that's in the back catalogue here, about Maxwell. Do you think that Maxwell will get released, or do you think that anything strange might happen to her?
Maxwell hasn't come forward with all of the information yet. When she comes forward, then they will look at some form of a bargain with her, but she hasn't yet. I think as time goes by, she is a lady that has been brought up in luxury, so I think she will miss all the good things in life. But I think if she does speak about what she knows, there will be a bigger target on her back than she already has.
But doesn't her association with the Clintons, etc., give her a pass? And because some of those names are in the untouchable class, like the Clintons, they'll always be protected.
I think she'll be protected for a short period of time. But mark my words, the moment the Clintons are not around anymore and others that are in a similar ilk, she will need to fend for herself, and she will need to make some sort of an agreement with the authorities, because the Clintons are not getting any younger and they're not going to be around ad infinitum, certainly not for her entire sentence. So she will have to make an agreement at some point.
So you're predicting the end of the Clinton crime family?
I am, yes.
God, the world will be a safer place. All right, so Nicola wants to know, where do you think the Kardashians are at in all of this?
The Kardashians have participated greatly, some to a greater degree than others. There are those within the Kardashian family that don't believe what they're hearing, mainly because they didn't see too much. So there's two factions within the Kardashians. Those that are in the inner circle with Diddy that know what is happening or what was happening and participated. And then by the same token, there are those that are on the outer rim that don't really know, didn't see anything, wouldn't have a clue if it slapped them in the face like a wet fish. So there's two different sides to the Kardashians, those that are in the know and those that aren't.
Linda wants to know whether they break Michael Jackson?
Depends who we mean by they, Linda. Do we mean some of those that we know run various areas? The answer would be yes. If it is, those that are involved with Diddy and those other upper echelons, no, they're two different organizations.
Don't tell me J-Lo's an 8 or a 9.
How does she view? So Susan, I'm not sure who we mean by she with J-Lo, but J-Lo is fully aware of what's happening, which is why she got out.
What number is J-Lo then on your scale?
Oh, J-Lo is nowhere close. She would never ever feature in a full-on fight between Beyonce and certainly Oprah, definitely not. I mean, she wouldn't cope with them at all. She's possibly a 7, and that's being kind.
Rebecca, Diddy's plane is in Auckland, Zealand. What's that about?
That's a really good question, Rebecca. Auckland and New Zealand and those areas are one of the largest child smuggling and profiteering areas in the world. They're able to fly Hercules aircraft out of those areas almost undetected, mainly because, once again, you've got those in the know, very high up in the authorities, right up to various ministers. They know full well what's happening. I think they're getting rid of a lot of evidence.
So like we saw, Epstein case was linked to the Clintons. Do you think this case will be linked to the Clintons?
Definitely.
Yeah, and Joe T, thanks for the question. I did a 30-minute video before this one, and there's a guy on Instagram who did indeed link this to the Clintons already. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Will Bill Clinton have a heart attack soon?
Will he have a heart attack? Well, if somebody appears in front of him and gives him a fright, then he probably would. But but certainly, I don't think that the Clintons certainly are not going to be around for an extended period of time. There are things happening within their energetic values that show a significant decrease in their life force and their energy. So I'm pretty sure. That's why I know that the woman Maxwell that's in the prison at the moment, she knows that they're on their way out. She's going to have to think very quickly what she's going to bargain with.
Wow. That's an interesting scenario, because I thought she was just going to, they would have some appeals court judge come in and shorten her sentence at some point. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So Lizard Lounge Radio, is there one entity that you're aware of that's at the top of the pyramid?
No, not just one entity. There's way more than one.
Can you give any more information about that?
Well, if we're thinking that a pyramid is the pyramid that has, you know, the true sort of light and dark, etc., as the top of the pyramid. But the top of the pyramid is not just one entity or being. There are multiples, because they all feed back, that energy all feeds back into the same place. And they need more than one person to absorb that energy, because humans do create a lot of energy with fear and a lot of energy with hatred and other types of similar negative energy values. It does create a lot of energy, and doesn't just feed one being, it feeds multiple beings.
Charlotte is wondering how far up the chain the Diddy case will reach.
I think it's going to be really near the top. It's going to be quite near the top before it'll get stopped. It's time, because of the awakening now, and because, you know, human beings, we realize to stop fearing, to allowing fear to govern our lives. And we're now waking up and realizing, you know, I do have control over my own life. And I think that's why it will go as far as it can, and then it will stop.
But Beverly, we had a similar hopes for the Epstein case. Mm. And it stopped at Epstein, Jean-Luc Brunel and Maxwell. It didn't go any higher. Do you not think we could see that scenario play out again, where it just gets stopped at a certain level?
I think it will be, and that's probably why there is so much chatter at the moment about, you know, who is it, which organization, which cartels, and how will Diddy, you know, be removed from the equation? Because at the moment, well, that he's not a weak link, but he has the potential to be a weak link.
Once he's not got his bodyguards and his assets and everything
exactly.
else.
Exactly. And he's not in protective custody.
In prison, everyone's equal. All right, so should Diddy seek a guide or spiritual mentor?
You mean one that is, Desi, one that is of light and not one that's of darkness? He does already have a spiritual mentor that is telling and helping him to do what he wants him to do. But I think it will be possibly too late for him. He needs to move rather quickly if he's going to flip and work with the light. He's going to have to do it rather quickly.
Thoughts on Obama? Do you think he could get brought into this case as well?
Obama and Mike, Michelle. I think, yes, they will. But they need to release all of the information that he has on them. And that's why it's so dangerous. And that's why I think individuals that have got a lot to lose would be looking at finding a way to remove him from the equation.
Question from Michelle. Why are these rich people allowed to get away with crimes by making deals, yet youngsters or adults even get years in prison for just selling the green?
Oh, I see. Well, they have a different type of prison. And their own prison is around their need for wealth, which they sell themselves for. It will change, I think, as we become a more enlightened species, and as we begin to awaken, this is where we see the justice now is starting to come about. There will be justice brought for these individuals that are very rich, that supposedly can do pretty much anything, get away with it. We will, in certainly in my lifetime, we will see justice will be done.
Who has the most evil energy on the planet? Wow.
Wow, that's the Punisher, Mr. Punisher again. I'd have to think about that. I would have to think about that. I'd have to think who is the worst that I've seen so far. I can't answer that right now. That's one that stumped me. Thank you.
We'll get back to that. Benny wants to know whether sexual energy creates energy on this remote realm.
Does sexual energy create energy? Well, sexual energy, yes, you can use sexual energy. Most definitely you can. It does create sexual energy in the remote, but you can't piggyback on sexual energy. I've never seen anyone do that. So I don't think you could piggyback on sexual energy to be able to get to where you need to go. You've got to learn how to pull up from your basal chakra, go up and out of your top point so that you can get to where you need to go actively. But you can't really use the sexual energy for that. You can use that sexual energy for other things, but not for remote viewing.
A lot of people are suspicious about Prince's death as well these days. And Susan has asked, did Prince die from an overdose or something else?
Yeah, okay. So which Prince are we talking about?
In Purple Rain.
Was the Purple Rain person. Oh, I see. Very tragic. Very tragic energy on Prince. Gosh, shame. I think that, yes, he did die from an overdose, but I think that he was controlled with a substance, and he was also controlled to make him believe that that was his only way out, whereas he had lots of other ways out, but he never took any of them. He was so brainwashed, I think.
I think the sad thing is that doctors are now a leading cause of death. If you look at the stats, and some of these celebs don't consider themselves addicts because they're getting their supply from the doctors, all these cocktails of pills. And, you know, these doctors hardly ever get into any consequences for any of it. It's like they're all sponsored by Big Pharma. So no harm done. It's insane. All right. Ashton Kutcher, any thoughts on him?
I think... When I saw a video of him not so long ago of him swinging over the swimming pool at one of the places, I can't remember whether it's New York or Bel Air or wherever it was, at one of the white parties. And I did find in his aura and his energy that he's going for quite a big wake up, because his energy is very strong. And I think he's going to realize that he needs to choose a side, and he needs to choose a side rather quickly. And I think that's coming up really soon. I think he might flip. I think he might actually start talking, which would be fantastic if he does, because then once he starts, everyone else will start. It will continue.
Yeah, because he backed up that Danny Masterson when he got sentenced, and there was an outrage at that, the Scientology guy who got all those years. All right, so Julie... Was Whitney Houston's death suspicious?
From what I saw with the Whitney Houston case, I didn't think that it was suspicious, no. I think that everything that happened before her death and her passing was suspicious, because it started to groom her into that point, which is part of the way that these individuals work, is they will groom someone to do exactly what they want, and that is to get to a point where it's death by misadventure or death by suicide.
Is Meghan Markle getting successful in meddling in the dark arts?
I think she could be, and that's why she's so quiet just now, because she's definitely linked to Diddy.
Do you see Obama coming out in any of these freak off party tapes?
Oh, Christine, that's a good one. The answer to that is yes.
Yes. Both Obamas or him?
Both of them, both Michael and Michelle and a bomb.
There's a case that we've looked at as well that's endlessly fascinating and tragic.
But Jill.
Jill yeah. Dando. Thoughts on Jill Dando?
Yeah, no, that case I know extremely well, unfortunately. I will choose my words very carefully with this one. Yeah. Jill had worked out who was involved with the gang of organized individuals in the UK and Spain and Portugal and other areas. And unfortunately for her, she had said openly to one female person and another male gentleman that she knew, and she had said what she knew. And unfortunately, that's what caused the hit on her. If she hadn't died, we would know a lot more, not just Jimmy Savile or Ralph Harris and the other hangers-on that are around him. There would be, it would have blown the whole case open, wide open, if she hadn't been taken out.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like you've got a lot of knowledge about Dando and Savile.
Perhaps I do because of my situation with Savile. I mean, my background with Savile, yeah.
Perhaps
I personally was pimped out anyway to Johnny Savile. And my handler, who was my pimp, if you want to call it, was very, very good friends with Savile. And they provided roof tiles and plumbing and all sorts of things for one of the big hospitals. They put that together. So I have tremendous knowledge over the years of what goes on.
Let me just ask the viewers. Viewers, put a one in the chat if you'd like to get Beverly back to do another show on Savile, Dando, etc. We're not finished yet. Keep going. We've got still got time for more questions. Here's Jean. Would those who pull the strings of the puppet masters be in another realm other than this one?
I think, Jean, that's a really good question because, you know, there could be a bit of both from what I can see. And perhaps with my own rose-tinted glasses on, I would like to believe that humans do not cross a threshold and become totally evil and thoroughly enjoy all these nasty things that some people get up to. So I would like to think that there are some puppets, but yes, certainly those that are involved with the dark arts, they would be puppet masters in other realms because they tend to feed off fear and despair and anger and all those good things. It's a very, very high level of energy that they feed off. So, yeah, I would say a bit of both, Gene.
Will we get justice in the Diddy case? Will the demons get punished?
I think we will get some justice in the Diddy case. I don't think we will have a total justice. But it's a start, let's face it. It's a start. We will see some justice being done.
Any thoughts on the Manchester Arena bombing?
Manchester Arena bombing. I think that was not related specifically to any of these cases. I know that when we were asked to go and have a look, we didn't pick up any signatures of anything related to the specifics that we know from the 7/7 bombings particularly. But I mean, you know that I'm a survivor of the 7/7 bombings anyway. So from that point of view, Manchester didn't have the same signature as 7th of July 2005 London bombings. No.
Valerie's got a question of hope. How do we remove these evils? But she says it seems like it's impossible to rise above those that are destroying lives and our world.
That's a really great comment, Valerie. You can rise above them. The most important thing is to not allow them to utilize your energy and just do not give in to them. If you start feeling, you know, a funny sicky feeling, or if you get a bit shaky, or if somebody starts verbally attacking you where you can feel that energy, someone's really having a good go at you, You don't need to accept that. You can protect yourself. You can start moving within yourself and refuse to accept those energies.
CJ's wondering, in the Diddy case, will it extend to other countries?
Absolutely. I'm going to be giving some information next week on some information that we had picked up regarding in London. There's an organization that has provided call girls, and we managed to trace some of the information. So we're going to send that through to the lawyers next week. So yes, absolutely. There are a lot of countries involved.
Does that include connections to the UK royal family?
Yes.
Is it linked to the Illuminati or secret societies, the Diddy case?
From Linda, yes.
Let's see. I've never seen, we've got over 100 questions come in. It's like, I've never seen them come in so fast. I'm just trying to, here we go. Who will win the presidential election?
That's a good one. at the moment, they're neck and neck. But if certain things come out about the lady that is running, and if the information that we know is available and her connection to Diddy becomes known publicly before the election, then it will mean her immediate defeat.
Ooh. Wow. Jack of Hearts, Chris, is saying the videotapes will get released, so I think it will escalate. But with Epstein, the videotapes never got released. Do you think they will get released in this case?
I think some of them definitely will get released as part of the greater good. I think there'll be, you know, sometimes the authorities, they do look at what is in the public interest and what is for the greater good. And I think that some of the videotapes will be released, not the key ones, but certainly they will keep the public from a significant outcry, because I'm sure that we all want justice to be done, because it's so awful. So what they will do is they will pick and choose what they will release so that they don't have us all down their backs.
Trust Will to ask this question. I've been a fan of Keanu, going back to My Private Idaho, I think it was called. Have you ever viewed Keanu? Where are we going to rate him?
I've viewed Keanu Reeves. I had a look at him. But he flipped, remember? Keanu Reeves was on a very different path at one point, and then he flipped. So he moved across to the lighter side.
That's good to hear. Thank you. All right, Carl wants to know about Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul. I haven't looked at Paula Abdul yet, Carl. That's one I might go and have a look at.
Linda's asking, is it about money only for the top of the pyramid?
No, it's not about money. It's more about control, fear, and keeping everybody pretty much in the dark. Remember, you try to keep the pyramid keeps us all as slaves. We've got to pay our taxes. We have to pay our money. We've got to keep doing what they want us to do. And we're not allowed to think for ourselves. So the moment we start thinking for ourselves, start becoming sentient beings ourselves, then that the power that they have over us is fear. And the moment we remove that, they can't really do much more with us, can they?
Yeah, it's sickening, isn't it? They tax us and use that money to bomb the poorest countries in the world.
Yeah,
this is it. So, Teresa's, are these dark entities at the top being eradicated, some of them already being dealt with, removed from this realm?
Yes, some of them are. They've actually been, we say that they're bound for 2,000 years or more, and they do get bound. So yes, Teresa, some of these dark entities at the top are being eradicated. Some of them are being saved and turned away from what they've been doing. And some of them are being removed completely from this realm, and they've gone and moved to other realms. Earth is not the only place that's inhabited. There's many others that are.
You've had several questions come in pertaining to baby farms. Do they exist?
Yes, they do.
And some people have asked whether they exist in Ukraine.
Yes, they do. Unfortunately, I have direct knowledge of baby farms, so I can tell you categorically, from an experiencer, from personal experience, they do. There are children being kept in cages. There are children being forced to perform in the middle of a dungeon. There are children that are retained as breeders. I did write about it in my book. I wrote about it extensively in my book, actually. And the panel that reviewed my book before it was published, they were so upset about everything that my editor came back to me and said, we have to take out the whole section about the dungeon, about the children in the cages, and, you know, how they are the blood groups, different blood groups, eye colors, etc., are chosen to reproduce and become children farms. We have to remove that because it's just going to be too upsetting. My book does come with a warning. It's on the back of the cover. It says, you know, it's not an easy read. So I had to agree to them removing sections from the book because it was just too horrific. And they really thought at the time, because obviously the book came out way before all the Epstein nonsense and all things that we now know happen out there. They just said that, you know, it's just too horrific. We can't publish that. So I had to agree to them to remove it. Yeah.
And just to add a bit for the viewers. So a few years back, we interviewed a guy out of France called Gerard Foray.
Mm-hmm.
He came to stay at a house in the UK and he heard like weird sounds, screams in the night. And he came down and there were kids in cages. Mm. And they tried to eliminate and mess with him. I'll put the link in the description box after this interview if people want to check that, because it is a mesmerizing account of what's really going on in the world. Mm-hmm. So Teresa wants to know, will Kamala be exposed?
I don't know whether she'll be exposed in enough time to affect the election. It might be, but I think she will. She will have a lot of explaining to do, yes.
Thoughts on the death of Whitney Houston?
I think Whitney Houston was just, unfortunately, it had gone too far with her. She did not, based on her energy, I don't think she really wanted to live. So she had made peace within herself that she would not continue in this world. But I don't think that her death was suspicious.
Is Dolly Parton a high priestess?
Dolly's only a number 8. She wouldn't feature Shelley against Beyonce.
Beverly, you are the best guest Sean has ever had. Where do I put the salt so remote views cannot see what my eyes are seeing? I put pimps in prison and they pay remote viewers to see through my eyes.
I suggest Shannon, it's my daughter's name actually, Shannon. I suggest that if they are utilizing your eyes to see, I suggest in that case that you put it under your bed and that you put a line in front of the door. Although I think you'd need to do more than just a door. No, I think under the bed, around the bed, that's the best place for it, because that will be more difficult to see. Generally, though, they don't use your eyes. All they do is they will use you and your name as a target and then hook onto you as a target so they can see what you're seeing and wherever you are.
Vintage.
Stay safe.
Has there been a military tribunal for the evil ones?
There has been for those that are embodied. In other words, those that are utilizing human bodies at this point, yes, there has been, but not for military-style tribunal for others that are discarnate beings.
Did Kim Porter know what was happening all along?
I believe that she did. I think also she started to remove herself from the situation significantly. Which is why she did have diaries. She was writing things down. but she never put all of her information onto one of these, you know, sticky drives, whatever you call them. So she wasn't writing a book, but she did know about what was happening because she did witness a few things herself.
Thoughts on George Soros?
He's the most evil person. I think George Soros is pulled in two directions. I can't put him yet as the most evil person in the world. I will have another look at him. But certainly he does play both sides, though, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. Thoughts on Britney Spears' situation?
Ah, Romeo. Or is it Romeo?
Romeo's heart.
Romeo, yes. That's a good question. Britney Spears, her energy changed completely. It was like a wow moment. She flipped. She took her power back. She took her soul back. She took her light back and she decided, right, I've had enough of this now. And now I'm sick of the circus and I'm going to go and live my best life that I can live with me and my children. So her situation, I'm very pleased that she decided to take her power back because now maybe she can go forward.
Was Jimi Hendrix murdered?
Jimi Hendrix. I haven't looked at Jimi Hendrix, actually. I do know of him, but I need to go and have a look. Oh, lesson learned.
Madeleine McCann.
What do you think, Sean?
What do I think? We've interviewed so many people.
I know. I saw. I saw. 7 episodes. There's loads.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the reason people are so interested in these things is because no one actually knows, and it's a mystery, isn't it? It's like, we don't know exactly what happened the day Epstein died. We don't know exactly what happened the day JFK died. We don't know exactly what happened the day Madeleine McCann disappeared, which just keeps perpetual interest in these cases and so many theories around them. So I'm an observer of all of the different theories. I don't know any more than anyone else, and I can't conclusively say here's what I think happened.
Yeah, actually, we can, where there is an energy field, because sometimes with murder cases, if they can get me to the site, if they can get me to the scene pretty much quite quickly, I'm able then to plot the energy values and I can see what has happened, you know, at the time of the incident. But, the Madeleine McCann scene of the crime is quite contaminated now. But I do think that an RV session would reveal some additional information. Certainly none of my group have gone and had a look. We could have a look and go and see what's going on there. Prayer Deluge is one of the most renowned spots for those types of individuals that like little people. And it's well known that particular group that owns the place where the family was staying, the chap that owns it, Mark, he is very, very well known in the whole background with Saville and others. And he definitely has been extremely well known in trafficking and moving people. They just haven't been able to pinpoint it, but they have pinpointed his company. So he is a person of interest. So it might be an idea to do an RV session on what was actually happening in the area. But if you have a look at those individuals that were traced back to the area in Portugal, you've got Rolf Harris was there at the same time. Other individuals that are no longer alleged, that have been charged, they were there as well.
Yeah,
so it might be an interesting one to look at to see, you know, what are all of the connections, because there's a lot of connections when you start looking.
I read a book about Christian Bruckner, and the author laid out the prolific amount of those monsters that were in that area at the time. I mean, if anyone knew how many of those monsters were out there, you would never go on holiday there. So,
well, no, you shouldn't do, because it's very well known. Even when I was being sent out by my handler when I was very young, that was always a hotspot. Always, always, always a hotspot. That's why I was so surprised when they said, oh, you know, it's a family place to go on holiday. Really? Well, your biggest asset is your child, so just go and sell your child. Why don't you? Not.
Oh, my goodness. So CW is asking about Oprah's power source.
Oh, I see. Oprah's power source. Well, it's the same power source as all of the others. So that's the fear, anger, energy. Remember, she does push a lot of, you know, I'm going to do good. I'm going to help you. I'm going to, you know, create a better life for you. So she does push herself as a goody two shoes. And a lot of that is then she would definitely feed off, because you have to move from a sense of fear and, you know, depression and not being well to being better. So she would utilize that energy when you are sad and depressed and fearful and not able to deal with your life. She will utilize all of that energy and take that energy from you and then help you to move towards a better life, because it does her a lot of good.
So NB is asking, could you ask Beverly about what happens to the souls of these people when they die, like the Clintons, when they finally pop their clogs?
Love
from a Brit in Bombay.
A Brit in Bombay. Oh, wow, it's you in Bombay. That's amazing. Oh, wow. Well, they go across the same way as anyone else would. But certainly they would have a lot of explaining to do. And they come in soul families. So if you have a look at the Clinton family, that is a soul family. So there are a lot of individuals that are from a soul family. And that entire soul family, the Clintons, would certainly have a lot to do. Bruce Lee was murdered. Yes, he was.
Was he?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. Do you have anything to add to that? Because I've watched his stuff.
And his son.
Was it the same cartel. Entities? Cartel.
The same entities and cartel and triad, yes.
Wow.
The bilateral was across hands across the sea with Bruce Lee was not just the American version, but also his home country version, the poor man, which is really awful, because that's when we had a look at that. We have done a lot of work on Bruce Lee and his family, and we did see that there was two factions that needed him to be removed from the equation.
The scope of your work is breathtaking, Beverly. Chris is wondering whether celebrities are trained to have dark energy.
Yes, Jack. They are trained. They're not trained directly. They're enticed, they're tempted and enticed, because everything is free will. You don't have to decide to work with dark energies. You are tempted. And they're really quite persuasive. Very persuasive, actually. And they will find your weakness. Everyone has a price, and then that price, you start learning how to do what you need to do in order to be what you have to be.
Well, this is a fitting question, because our royal show is about to start. Ooh. What about Prince Harry?
I think Prince Harry is... I'm going to say one thing about Prince Harry quickly. Prince Harry is a redhead, okay? That's a clue. Redheads have got an angelic gene in them. There's specific eye colors and hair colors and skin tones that have a particular gene which traces back to some of the original civilizations in Earth. And his coloring shows that he has a particular gene in him. So I think he was a target, from what I can feel. And I think he's going to find a way to extricate himself rather quickly, especially if all of the issues around his wife comes out, because he is intrinsically within his soul, he is actually a good person. And I think that he will want to get himself out of that quite quickly.
Beverly, there's hundreds of questions come in. We've only got through a fraction of them. I've never seen questions come in so fast for a guest, which is a credit to your eloquency, expertise, knowledge, the scope of all of the different famous people that you have information about. And I can't thank you enough for being so generous with your time. We've gone into overtime here. Can you tell the viewers where they can get your book and find you, support you, follow you?
The book is on Amazon. It's called The Horse Girl, which goes through everything that happened with Savile and being, you know, the 7/7 bombings and everything that we did. So the story of hate, hope and healing. And then also I have a website, which is theawakeningacademy.co.uk. And it's obviously beverly.rhodes.com. And I do personal sessions as well. I do coaching. We teach remote viewing also. And if you wanted to watch the Alexei case with, I think you put that in the chat for us, where a gentleman on called Ivan actually filmed everything as we were doing it and talking to the police and locating the young lad, which was lovely, and successfully reunited with his family. So, yeah, get in touch. I'd love to hear his stories.
And we'll get Beverly's links in the description box below this video. Put a one in the chat if you would like Beverly to come back to finish answering all the questions. and Beverly, do you predict that you may come back to this channel?
I think I will. And I would be very happy to, Sean. Keep up all the good work.
It's all ones coming in. Thanks so much. Thank you, viewers, for all your questions. Sorry we couldn't answer them all, but Beverly might be back.
Thank you so much, everyone. Have a lovely weekend.
Stay tuned for the Royal Mesh Show. You will be customized over to it right now. Thanks so much. Thank